The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include indie pop, theater, art, chamber music, jazz, plus a whole lot more. Indie pop artist Half Waif brings her shimmering electropop to Courtyard D at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday for two shows at 7 and 9 p.m. The Williamstown native, who grew up as Amanda Rose Plunkett and is also known as Nandi Rose, is also a member of indie rock band Pine Grove. She has received rave reviews from Pitchfork magazine. She's toured with Mitski and Iron and Wine. And for this special homecoming concert, she will be joined by Elena Moon Park on violin and Spencer Zahn on bass. Theater lovers, take note. On Saturday at 2 p.m., Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Mass. Will present a staged reading of The Bard's Pericles outdoors at the Wooden O Theater. Works by six Berkshire artists are included in The New Realism, a new exhibition opening today at Bernay Fine Art in Great Barrington, Mass. Artists featured include Stephanie Anderson, Warner Friedman, Jessica Hess, Phil Knoll, David Rickey, and David Vickery. The Berkshire Trio is at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Mass. On Saturday at 2 p.m. Violinist-violist Bing Liu, violinist-violist Eileen Markland, and cellist Jay Shulman join forces for a program featuring classical string trios. On Saturday at 5 p.m., Clarion Concerts will live stream a concert by Lark and Thurber. Violinist Tessa Lark and composer-bassist Michael Thurber fuse their classical backgrounds and their American roots music influences to create a wholly original sound in a program ranging from Bach to bluegrass and beyond. On Saturday evening, the West Stockbridge Chamber Players perform at the Foundry in West Stockbridge at 7 p.m. The program includes works by Mozart, Tchaikovsky, and Schubert, and the musicians include cellist William Rounds, clarinetist Catherine Hudgens, and clarinetist William Hudgens. What a coincidence. Then, on Sunday at 3 p.m., the concert series at Rojan Park's Hilltop Barn in Hillsdale, New York, will close out with Erybeth Chamber Players, an instrumental duo based in the Capital District, who have performed across the globe. Founding members Elizabeth Silver and Erica Pickhart are members of the Albany Symphony and have performed chamber music together for more than 30 years. If you, like me, love David Bowie's farewell album Black Star, then you might want to check out Donnie McCaslin and Friends at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York on Saturday at 7 p.m. Saxophonist and band leader Donnie McCaslin and his band performed a lot of the music on Bowie's final album, imparting their particular sonic vibe to the intriguing magical effect. A new album by Capital District composer and keyboardist Bob Gluck is worthy of note. Bob's Early Morning Star opens with vocalist Andrea Wolper chanting, "Arise, O my beloved," the phrase serving to establish the foundation of what's to come musically and thematically, an invocation to listeners to hearken to the medium and the message. The album draws from a multiplicity of genres and influences, including collective improvisation, modern jazz, avant-garde, klezmer, Middle Eastern, and Hebrew texts ostensibly addressing social justice concerns. Yet in sum, it presents a remarkably unified sound and vision that can only be called Bob Gluck music. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.